certainly viewed this game as a measuring stick for us. I wanted to really see how we'd respond after our ball game up there a couple weeks ago, and we certainly did. We knew it was going to be a very tough matchup, and it was. And so having the grit, the determination right down there all the way to the end to make some stops, complete team win, and really proud of our effort of the fellas today. With that, I'll open it up. Yeah, it was an important part at the end. You know, we knew we'd try to get him off the spot. He can be such a dangerous runner, not only in the pocket when he hitches up, but really I think the message was all four of the guys coming together. And over the last couple of weeks, I felt that improvement take place. And it was a huge play by Vic at the end, forcing the fumble. I think AC recovered it. Exactly, you know, the competitive that you want. That's what's a blast about coaching the NFL, these moments that come up. And like I said, we knew it was going to be a terrific, you know, matchup for us and one we were ready to do.
You talk about Matt's effort today. He was hit a couple times. It looked like he was hurt on TV a couple times and kept coming back to play.
It was an extremely gutsy performance by Matt, and the toughness that he showed is appreciated by the team, by the staff, and everybody in the organization. Today he was an absolute warrior. There's a number of guys who got banged up, and at the half we say it's all hands on deck. And Solei went down, Durant went down, and guys just kept stepping up to answer the challenge. And that's what you do for each other as a teammate. And Matt, I thought, was a perfect shining example of that, of the toughness that he showed for the club.
When throwing deep today worked out for you on that 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah, we drew that one up a number of times. No, honestly, it was an example of two guys who have a special connection and making a play come alive, where Matt got flushed out of the pocket and he gave Hu a shot. And generally, when you throw it in his direction, good things usually happen. And that was the case on that one. But I thought just a gutsy performance by those two especially. That's for sure. In the defense, and they got some runs, you know, on us early in the ball game, and we knew that part of our game had to get fixed, or they're going to keep going with it. And we'll give them credit in terms of having the scheme and the design to get some long ones. So that was a real factor in it. But love the challenge at the end, you know, especially on third down. That's been a real area of emphasis for us to improve upon, and we certainly did.
How important was the balance, being able to get Devontae feeding him enough times that seemed to open up the passing game?
That balance is absolutely the key for us. And although sometimes it may not show on the stat sheet, having the ability to run it where the play action can come alive, we just have such belief in him. We knew in this game it was going to be a line of scrimmage game, and it certainly was. You know, we've got a lot of respect for both sides of the line of scrimmage, the way they play and the way they're able to run it and stopping the run defensively. So we challenged the guys. It was going to be a line of scrimmage day, and for sure it was. I thought that was a really important one. If you remember on the play, I think there was a third down stop, and it ended up being a foul on the play where we ended up getting a first down. And so for us to have a chance to go answer after they went down and score, I thought that was a really crucial part of the game, especially on that first drive. They had just driven all the way down, scored when we were almost three and out, and that penalty allowed that drive to keep going. I think that was what gave us the momentum right off the bat. So, yeah, there's certain times in the game where those plays come up. You never know exactly when they're going to happen, and that was certainly the case then. And I thought the other guy, you know, and Roddy, some of the crossing routes, you know, that he had just tremendous catches going inside and the in-breaking route. So we've put a lot of time and emphasis into that in the third downs and the red zone to make sure we're capitalizing on those. So that emphasis has certainly paid off. You know, all the work that goes into on the third down stuff and how to feature the routes. These guys are really good in terms of mixing up their pressures and their covers. So it was an important one for us, for sure, Jeff. It is, because when we played really poorly 2 weeks ago, I viewed this game as a measuring stick of, you know, right now that's the best the NFL has to offer. And I got a lot of respect for their club and for their staff. But I thought it was a real measuring stick where we were at our worst against their best. And I wanted to make sure, I wanted to know what our best looked like against their best. And although there was a game in between there, you know, it didn't go far from our mind. And we didn't forget. And so that mindset and attitude to come back this week, it was significant.
On that same note, after the humiliating loss and then coming back to get the chance 2 weeks later, did you you guys sense? Did you sense they were even more dialed in than normal, or did you get a confidence about getting them 2 weeks later?
I think I had a real confidence only because we knew in this game every hit would have to count. You know, much like a fighter where it was going to keep pounding, and then taking our shots. That was going to be, we had a great week of preparation. So we said, hey, we should be confident going into this game. All right, we prepared well, trust your preparation, and let it rip. But we're absolutely, when we had a performance 2 weeks ago, usually you don't get a rematch that quickly. Sometimes you got to wait a whole year, and that wasn't the case on this one. So I know that might not be how they were viewing it, but it was certainly how we were.
This wasn't a dream season, but you have been able to do what no one else yet in this league has. What sort of pride you have in your team being able to know you're the ones to upset the Panthers?
Honestly, it was more about us in terms of how we respond. And so we didn't, think about their season and them. As we got into our preparation, it really came down to us. We had had such a disappointing performance against them. Like I said, we have tons of respect for their game. But for us, it was more about us today in terms of our attitude, our style, of how we wanted to play our football.
What's your biggest surprise then?
Can you repeat that, please?
What was the biggest surprise for you today?
The biggest surprise, boy, that's a great question. It was an awesome game as all the way through. I knew we'd nail some, the ones that we had opportunities for on the big plays. And I think the one that scrambled out, the one that we threw it all the way up, that was an awesome play, not just for a catch, let alone and then catch it, land on your feet, and go in. So that was probably the highlight of the day for me.
Speaking of which, Dan, you've seen a lot of football in your career. How would you rate that catch amongst the awards you've seen before?
Yeah, it's way up there. I don't know how to rate them. Most of the time as a defensive coach, I've been, looking the other way. That was a great pass breakup. So now that I'm on, as the head coach, it was an awesome play. And one that I think the connection between two competitors they have, giving them a shot, going up to get it, and just they have that belief and respect for one another. So it was a huge play for us.
Can you talk about the decision to kick the field goal?
I sure can.
Gutsy decision. Why did you have confidence in Graham in that situation, knowing Cam would get the ball back midfield?
I just wanted to make sure we were going to stand right where we thought he could nail it from, and that was right at the limit. So had it been back a yard, we would have punted it. And so I kind of had made the decision, if we get to this spot, we're going to go kick it. And I've got lots of belief in Shane and the guys to protect. And so it really wasn't one that I discussed with anybody else. There was a lot of quiet time on the headset on that one. And I just wanted to make sure that we gave ourselves a shot. Let's go nail that one, and then we're going to go kick it off, and then we're going to go play with a touchdown lead. So that was one we just got belief in the guy and said, hey, let's go make it. It could have certainly gone one that you could have gone either way.
Similar to earlier this year, you said you got to just be confident that that decision and not second guess it.
Right.
Saying you can go either way, yep. You were confident that was the spot.
I was. I just wanted to stay aggressive. This is where we thought it was. Had it been further than that, then I would have. I was actually standing right on the spot. And if he was at it, then we were going for it. And that's where we're at. Oh, my goodness. And having some of the clock stop there at the end, certainly one we got to get cleaned up tomorrow. And when we go through that meeting, those will be highlighted for sure. But I couldn't be more proud of the effort and the mindset, at the end. But for sure, the penalties at the end, when we're trying to kill the clock, can't be part of our ball to play really good football.
Is that the big Beasley you knew you were getting when you
drafted this year? It was a terrific play by him. And we got lots of belief in him. We know the speed. And as he's going and developing, I think that was a huge play for him. And yeah, we felt him, all the way through, and he's had a great week of preparation. It really came through for his guys. I think that's when you come through for your guys, when you make a play, when you really need one, there's a lot of respect that goes along with that you can earn.
Do you think the film will bear out if you had more guys, defensive players on the other side of the line of scrimmage in this game more than any other this year?
Boy, that's a good question. I knew it was going to be a line of scrimmage game for sure, and I felt like they got the better of us in the run game, especially, going on in the early in the first half. I'm not exactly sure what the split was, but I know it wasn't good. But us being able to convert some third downs offensively, that's still the key. Having that balance and then converting some of the third downs, I think the time of possession ended up in a good swing for us. And that's when we're at our best, when we can control it, play with the energy and the style that we like to on defense. If it goes 60 and 70 defensively, we're not going to be at our best. So I thought the offense, converting some third downs and staying with the run, that was a real factor in it.